Akeisha Daniels has lived at the West Calumet housing complex for 13 years. The lead crisis in East Chicago is forcing her to move, but she's not happy with her choices. At a meeting with the East Chicago Housing Authority, she got an update on locations that are available in Chicago and East Chicago. For her, she says it's like going from bad to worse.
What were people's reactions to these locations?
Well, my reaction was a little off because I'm from Indiana and I've born and raised here 40 plus years, and they're trying to move me to the Ardell Gardens in Chicago with two teenage sons, ages 19 and 13. I've done my research on it and it's a little rough. Kind of stressed out. I've been, you know, stressed out lately because of this situation, because I'm not sure of what to do with my sons, and I'm kind of nervous putting them in Chicago to begin with, and, you know, the news isn't making it any better about moving to Chicago, and I'm moving somewhere that I've never been, I don't know anything about, you know. Yes, it was a bomb, a nuclear bomb on top of that, because when I first moved out here 13 years ago, I was never informed that this complex was built on top of a lead refinery. And I think that is information that they should have disclosed from day one.
For Deborah and Sierra Woodard, things are a little bit better, but not by much. For them, it's a waiting game.
You know what? I didn't really get anything out of it. The problem that I have, I didn't get anything out of the meeting.
They
come over for the meeting to let people know that they have moving trucks.
They said that if you stay here after the 1st of April, you'll be forced to pay rent. And I don't know. You know, is it sad?
If residents do not like their options, they can file a grievance and have their cases heard, with a decision coming on April 3rd and 4th. The deadline for moving is Friday. In East Chicago, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.